Hi, everybody. Mike and Tyler here. Douglas is on a road trip, but we're still in the mines working hard for all of you. Now, I posted on the CAT report an article, and it's not an article. It's a patent application. I didn't know it was an application. I just saw all of the words that told me that it was definitely something I wanted to get to the miners to look at to see what this was. It looked like a patent. But Michael and his team have told me that it's not. It's a patent application. And why this is so important, folks, is this is all about the tyrannical control that the Rothschilds want to put the planet under. You know, the mask is just one way that they're going to run their tyranny, but then they will nudge us to other things. They're going to nudge us to forced vaccinations. They're also going to push us towards the mark of the beast, which is a way that we'll have something implanted or affixed on our skin that will be an identifier for getting into places or for paying for things. Well, we have found this patent application for literally something with the numbers 666 in it. Michael, what is it that we're really looking at here?
We're looking at a World Intellectual Property Office patent application number 060606. Patent application that's filed at the World Intellectual Property Office, which is acronym WIPO, W-I-P-O, and it's World W0 or W-O 2020, and then it's 060606. So that's the actual application number.
And so that number 2020 was probably 2020, the year. And
right.
It's clear that it's a 666. So then we begin to look and see, oh, well, is this the mark of the beast? And sure enough, this seems to be a device that one would wear. What is this?
Yeah, this is a claim for a patent on devices that can be implemented inside your body that can control devices externally. Or the opposite is also true. External devices can also control your thoughts through this application. The actual name of it's cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And so there's this attempt out there to control our monetary system by biological activities, and therefore all of these activities always have some positive application, like with people who've lost their limbs or people who have no control over parts of their body. So that's always the justification used. But what we see here is a much broader intent. And we found one particular document in their set of documents on the claim that specifically say that the broader application is to have your brain connected to the Internet of Things. And here I need to explain one thing about patents. And, you know, don't take this as legal advice, but this is my opinion on one of the rules. One of the rules in the patent office is that when you want to make a claim for a monopoly on a particular idea, one of the things you have to explain is all the possible embodiments of that patent. In other words, all the different ways it can be used. And if in the process of the application you leave something out, you don't get protection for that application going forward. And so that's the general principle here, that one of the benefits of having these guys write all this stuff down is they're also explaining to us what they want to use it for. And so it's not just one application. So the main idea there is, this happens in pharmaceuticals, people will claim that a particular drug can be effective with a particular malady and not mention other maladies that they know it can be used for. And then there were attempts in prior days to file multiple patents on the same particular invention.
So would this be related in any way to Richard C. Walker's Internet of Things patent? Is this a way that there's an additional way that they're showing you that that technology could be used so that they can claim control over it?
As I have extensively read the Walker patents, this is clearly part of the vision. of the different pieces and parts they need to make that happen, so that you could actually have total control over a person, including having electrodes of whatever sort, nano electrodes, in a person's body to be able to control or report or in fact do whatever you want to with that person.
Well, one of the things that I thought was so interesting that you were telling me over the phone, and I wanted to jump on and make sure that our audience could hear what you were saying, and I felt it was very complicated to write down for folks to understand, is the nuances that are in this that lead us to Russia and why. Why are all the Russians that are named in this patent application?
Yeah, one of the things we started looking at, we saw the World Intellectual Property Office number, and that was the 060606, but we didn't see a corresponding U.S. Application. So we started looking at the patent office for the U.S. application that would be complementary to this filing, and we couldn't find it. And it's not, wasn't searchable in all the normal ways, but we had some folks who knew how to get to the wrapper, got to the wrapper, and saw a complete history of the filings in this case. And just 10 days ago, the inventors, this patent, by the way, is assigned to Microsoft. And the other thing that got a little bit suspicious is that one of the inventors works for Microsoft. The other inventor works for Amazon. And all of his other patents have been issued to Amazon. So this is something Amazon is doing in conjunction with Microsoft. And the third inventor is nowhere to be seen, has never filed, is not on any patents.
Oh, that might be the Rothschild. You know, what we're learning is if they're not on the application, there's because they're really big fish and they don't want to be found. Now, what's really scary here, you just mentioned that Amazon is written all over and in this thing. Now, so we've got Amazon that's becoming like the big store for America. So there's only going to be one place to shop. And then they interface with these biometric cryptocurrency system. So you're telling me that Big Brother will have a definitive way of making sure that I can't participate in commerce if they find me undesirable.
Well, that's the implication here. But let me get into this document. We went into the patent wrapper, and 10 days ago, the inventors, the Microsoft inventors, filed this document. It's a 29-page document called Neurogress. And it is a description of the system they're inventing. But the reason this is submitted here is because the patent examiner in Europe has pushed back on their claims and says that this Neurogress technology is prior art that Microsoft is copying in their idea, and therefore they shouldn't get it patented. But then we started looking at this Neurogress article, which I sent to you. And then we see that the people involved with this organization are largely Russians. And we started looking at the bios of those people, and they're associated with the World Bank, with Siemens, with Ferring Pharmaceutical, which is owned by BlackRock. And we have IBM involvement, and clearly this is a CIA group, and yet they're all Russians, and they all have very Russian resumes. And that's one thing. Secondly, in this document, there is a timeline of when they will implement each of their features. Now, as a business plan, you don't ever put these kind of timelines in a business document. So you got to ask, why is that timeline there? Because it started in 2017, and it shows the phased implementation of these various pieces of technology. And then with their last piece, they will be fully implemented by 2027. And there are benchmarks along the way. So why is a timeline of this kind giving away their trade secrets as to when they're going to implement what in a patent office document? And so we look at the resumes of these folks, and it's Konstantin Gorbunov, it's Alexander Overachenko. It's Nikita Replinsky. It's Julia Loboda. It's all Russians.
Oh, maybe it's the missing caterers at catering Concord Catering.
Yeah, probably. There's one guy that was quite involved. He's their advisor. He was quite involved in a number of cyber wars with NATO, with Kosovo War, with the bombing of Serbia, and with the London Business Continuity Institute. So we see a lot of resumes with a lot of question marks. And so if you look at that from the standpoint of what are they really doing here, Microsoft put in play a document that is being argued is prior art that they can't overcome, and therefore they can't get this patent. But what is likely happening is, and by the way, that's not uncommon. Examiners do that. They say, well, how are you novel and unique over this piece of art or that piece of art? So that's the process you go through as you're walking through the patent office. But to have a document like this stuck in 10 days ago with a timeline in it, that it feels very much like a very rushed timeline. And we now see it being crosswalked with other things that the European Union is trying to implement. You start to wonder, are these guys setting up a competition? Because if Microsoft is going to end up getting a patent on whatever it is that they've claimed, which is very similar to this, by the way, then they will have overcome this argument. But when we now look historically what they were doing, like with the Skoklevo and other places like that, where historically the Pilgrim Society has been giving technologies, older technologies, to the Russians or the Italians or the Japanese in order to set up a conflict by saying we have a better way of doing it. Therefore, by implementing this better way, we can fight this prior way that we gave them in the background. Then you set up another warfare excuse going forward. And this one would be for the Internet of Things, for the control of human beings themselves. And you'll set up maybe the ultimate warfare over the for the history of the world in the way human beings are going to interact with technology and their political environments going forward. So this could be another warfare excuse, and the bankers will come in and they'll fund both sides. They'll fund the Russian side. They'll fund the American side. They'll make money no matter who's winning, just like the Rothschilds did when they funded the War of 1812. They've never been our friends, but they sometimes play like they are.